U.S. Philippine officials challenge Beijing's maritime lawfare. U.S. and Philippine defense officials challenged Beijing's maritime lawfare on Monday at a regional security conference in Malaysia, accusing the Chinese regime of using false legal claims and unilateral rules to pressure other countries into surrendering sovereign rights. Admiral Samuel Papero, commander of U.S. Pacific Command, said the ruling Chinese Communist Party regularly employs lawfare as a pretext for coercion and uses its public opinion, psychological, and legal warfare to isolate, intimidate, and delegitimize countries and their territorial integrity. Papero accused Beijing of declaring laws unilaterally and applying them retroactively, using newly asserted Chinese rules over contested areas to challenge rights that neighboring countries say they already possess under international law. He said China pressures countries to relinquish lawful sovereign rights and invokes false claims of legitimacy to justify coercion. "That is not rule of law, that is rule by law," Papero said in remarks published by the command. Philippine Defense Secretary Gilberto Teodoro Jr. called on the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to stand with the Philippines in upholding the 2016 South China Sea Arbitral Award, arguing that Philippine maritime rights are a regional interest rather than a bilateral concern. The official spoke during U.S. Pacific Command's 37th Annual International Military Law and Operations Conference in Kuala Lumpur. The gathering brought together more than 200 national security personnel from more than 30 Indo-Pacific nations. Philippine rights as an ASEAN interest. Teodoro said the Philippines' position as both a Southeast Asian and Pacific Island country gives ASEAN a stake in protecting Philippine maritime rights and preserving lawful access between Southeast Asia and the Pacific. If ASEAN wants unimpeded access to the Pacific under a regime of UNCLOS and our trust and confidence, it follows ensuring Philippine entitlements as a whole under ASEAN's interest, he said, referring to the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. Teodoro said protecting those rights would benefit ASEAN and the wider international community. Support for the Philippines, he said, would help define the bloc's solidarity and commitment to international law. The 2016 tribunal found that Beijing had no legal basis to claim broad historic rights to resources within areas of the South China Sea, where those claims exceeded the maritime entitlements allowed under UNCLOS. The tribunal also addressed the legal status of maritime features and Chinese activities in waters claimed by the Philippines. It did not decide sovereignty over disputed land territory. Beijing rejected the proceedings and said it does not recognize the award. ASEAN calls for unity and maritime guardrails. ASEAN Secretary General Cao Kim Horn called on the bloc to speak with one voice and urged governments to prevent maritime encounters from escalating into wider conflict. "The time between a routine encounter and an incident can be measured in minutes, not many hours," Cao said. He called for peaceful dispute resolution under international law, including UNCLOS, full implementation of the existing Declaration on the Conduct of Parties in the South China Sea, and the early conclusion of an effective and substantive code of conduct consistent with international law. Washington targets artificial claims. Papero called for stronger legal interoperability among armed forces and civilian ministries, saying deterrence becomes more effective when countries act together. U.S. Pacific Command's Counterlawfare Initiative monitors competitors' legal actions, works with partner country legal offices, and publishes legal analysis intended to expose the misuse of law for coercive ends. Thomas DiNanno, the State Department's Undersecretary for Arms Control and International Security, said regional cooperation should strengthen sovereign countries rather than impose outside blocs. "This week, we see what regional partnership means in practice. Not blocs imposed from outside, but sovereign nations improving their ability to protect peace," he wrote on X. "We will not be fooled by artificial deadlines, artificial islands, artificial legal entitlements, or arms control arrangements that create only the appearance of security," he said. "We are building the strength that makes peace durable." The U.S. mission to ASEAN said Washington would continue to support freedom of navigation and the rule of law in the South China Sea, calling ASEAN a critical partner in advancing those principles. Beijing issues new Scarborough Shoal rules. China issued management measures on August 1 for a nature reserve at Scarborough Shoal, which Beijing calls Huangyandao. The rules restrict activities including fishing and mining without prior approval. The shoal is about 120 nautical miles west of the Philippine island of Luzon. China has maintained an effective Coast Guard presence there since a 2012 standoff with the Philippines. Colin Koh, a maritime security researcher at Singapore's S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies and a speaker at the conference, described the measures as another example of Beijing using domestic rules to provide legal cover for more aggressive control measures against Philippine fishermen and government forces. He said the measures should be considered alongside other Chinese instruments, including Beijing's Coast Guard law. Allies expand operations at sea. The conference followed a 5-day maritime cooperative activity conducted by the armed forces of the Philippines, Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force, and U.S. Navy inside the Philippine Exclusive Economic Zone from July 21 to 25. The activity included anti-submarine warfare training, maritime domain awareness operations, replenishment at sea, vertical replenishment, and coordinated naval maneuvers. The U.S. 7th Fleet said such activities are conducted consistently with international law and with regard for the safety, navigational rights, and freedoms of all nations. It said the participating countries support freedom of navigation, overflight, and other lawful uses of the sea and international airspace. Together with sovereign partners across the Indo-Pacific, we will ensure that no nation can close the commons, dictate the rules, or decide the future of this region alone, DiNanno said in his post.